This is Morning Edition. Reports of racially motivated harassment continue to pour in across the country after Donald Trump's election as president. One community in eastern North Carolina just held an emergency meeting to try to find solutions to address the harassment Latinos are facing there. Jess Clark reports from Greenville.
Juvencio Rocha Peralta seemed to like what he saw as he greeted people at the doors of Greenville's Unitarian Universalist Church Tuesday night.
Hey, how are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Rocha Peralta leads the Eastern North Carolina Latin American Coalition. The crowd was white, black, Latino, and Asian, retirees, moms, kids, teachers, and elected officials. Since Donald Trump's victory, the diversity of this college city is now a source of tension.
I think it's our own responsibility as citizens to come together and unite and talk about what's going on.
What is going on in eastern North Carolina? Greenville resident Leo Otero read the testimony of one local Latina mother who could not attend the forum. She says since the election, her son's classmates have taunted him about his race.
Today, when I picked up my son from school, he seemed sad and was about to cry, and he asked me, "Mom, am I going to be deported?" I said, "No, why?" And he said, because almost every kid in school was telling me that I was going to be deported in Mexico. And I told them, no, that I was born a U.S. citizen. But they said, yes, you are, because you are Mexican. Just look at your skin color.
The Southern Poverty Law Center says it's collected more than 400 reports of harassment or intimidation around the country since last week, including one at East Carolina University. Build That Wall was spray painted across the pillar. And Rocha Peralta says employees at a local pharmaceutical company circulated a petition to ban Spanish.
And when we allow to those things to continue to happen, it builds and it builds and it builds.
Outside the church, Greenville educator Heidi Diaz says what happened in schools this week isn't totally new, even in diverse Greenville. She suspects she herself was the target of discrimination years ago when she and her husband, both Latino, moved into a mostly white neighborhood.
We had just moved in, and I remember somebody in a neighborhood keep calling the city on us.
Within weeks of moving in, Diaz and her husband had received 3 citations from the city.
They called the city on us because our lawn was overgrown. They called the city because we had buckets of water outside, which my husband was doing work in the house.
Diaz says the complaints only stopped after a white neighbor stood up for her to the man making the calls. That's what she thinks the community needs to do, stand up for one another. And that's what she tells her 5th grade daughter.
You know, and I tell her that, I said, you see somebody that may be bullied, I said, you talk about it. You tell your teacher, stand up for them.
Now that latent tensions are bubbling up, organizers say the community has to figure out how to address them. Travis Lewis works for the county school district. He says teachers are responding to incidents by focusing on empathy.
They're trying to mediate with these students. And often they found that they're friends. They were friends before the election. They get along. And so these comments, you know, why are they saying this? Do they not realize that this is being hurtful to people that they consider friends?
But Lewis says schools can't control what kids hear outside the classroom. Greenville psychotherapist Marlene Vilca-Paul is concerned but encouraged by the diversity of people gathered in the church. She says one way to show support for Latinos is simply to smile when you cross paths.
I have hope, and I think one by one we're going to make it. And just maybe little smiles and nice gestures to the Latinos, no matter where they are, is going to break some barriers.
Organizers say this is just the beginning of many meetings to bring together an anxious community. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.